This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35 p.m. Uma and Ezra here on the evening edition. Sean Tennis joins us from the news desk as we take a look at stocks and markets. And also the story, Sean, about Starbucks. Their shares are seeing a drop following weak sales forecast. The company's planning to close more than 150 stores next year. It also lined up new loyalty programs and refreshment categories. But analysts are convinced Starbucks is not addressing its problem.
CNBC's Sarah Witten spoke to a few analysts about this transformation plan, and they believe the real issue at Starbucks is the absence of innovation. And they're saying introducing healthy beverages alone won't turn their fortunes. And I'm calling it the Frappuccino theory.
The Frappuccino?
Yes. So Starbucks blended Frappuccinos were once like the key sales driver for the company,
right,
and they are no longer resonating with the consumers. So if you look at just 3 years ago, Frappuccinos contributed 14% of Starbucks revenue, but for FY18, it's down 3%, and their last successful Frappuccino launch was about more than a year ago, actually. And if you remember, it's the pink and blue unicorn Frappuccino.
Yes.
Uma, you would know.
I might have missed this one.
It was making rounds on the internet. It looked disgusting.
Oh, yeah, and apparently each of that drink equates to eating approximately 15 sugar cubes.
Well, this is interesting.
And therein lies the problem, right?
When
you think Frappuccino, you think a pile of sugar.
Right. But not just that. I mean, even in the United States, Starbucks is going through a bit of a branding problem with the arrest of two African-Americans who were trying
to use the toilet.
A washroom. So if you've got a PR issue with regards to race relations in America and issues with your key product like a Frappuccino.
Because in my head, you know, when you said they're not innovating enough, I was just like, how much innovation can you do with coffee? And I was thinking, well, actually, the Frappuccino was a pretty big innovation at the time. I remember when it first came out, or it wasn't here for a long time. Starbucks
was
wasn't here.
Was a milestone in your memory, Uma?
No, because when I went, I was on holiday in the US, and I didn't know what Starbucks was because it wasn't in Malaysia yet.
Right.
And the Frappuccino blew my mind. I was like, what is this? It's like a milkshake, but it's coffee.
It's like this,
and the color changes as well.
The color changes as well. So, yeah, so I think you're right, but, you know, they've really got to put on those thinking caps, right? Now, Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson has said that the company is adapting to consumers shifting to healthier beverage choices. I guess the sugar thing is a problem. Mm-hmm. And this is why they introduced the Teavana-branded iced tea line and also Refreshers. I don't know if we get that. A line of fruity, lightly caffeinated drinks.
Yeah, that's true, but this category represents 12% of Starbucks revenue in the year-to-date period, and the reality is it's only grown 1% from the last 3 years. So if it is indeed true Frappuccino lovers are opting for more healthier drinks, it should reflect in the growth of so-called healthy options, right? One of the analysts, Nicole Miller, said research doesn't suggest that America is conscious about nutrition, sugar, or dairy, because if they were, you would see Frappuccino sales drop in a broader restaurant landscape, which is not the case here. And sales are still good on their competitors' book. And her view is that Frappuccinos are still a thing, still popular, but perhaps Starbucks has reached a fatigue in its branding.
Man, you'd never think that the Frappuccino would go through such a downturn in popularity. But clearly, if it's dropping down to 3% of its total revenue.
It feels like the world is becoming more health conscious. At least they're trying to cut off the more obvious signs of sugar where they can.
Yeah.
They're all at Chat Time or some other restaurant now. So
they've moved their sugar cravings elsewhere.
Let's move on to Bursa, Sean. Serbadynamic secured a bunch of contracts. How did they close?
Yeah, Serbadynamic actually secured 13 contracts worth 465 million ringgit. It says the contracts would keep the company occupied for at least 2 decades and also help the company strengthen its foothold in Indonesia. Serbadynamic closed flat at 3 ringgit 15 cent.
Well, thanks to Sean Tanis for that market wrap. Stay tuned to the evening edition.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.